regulation of Alaska's cruise industry could be headed to court. Clean water activists have taken steps that could lead to legal action against ships they claim are not providing enough information about ocean discharges. The industry says it's working hard to make its discharges safe, but it's also threatening to challenge state requirements it says may be unreasonable. The conflict could end up before the legislature. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The conflict is based on terms of the cruise ship initiative. Voters passed the tax and pollution control measure in August of 2006. It requires cruise lines to obtain permits to release certain materials, including metals such as copper, into state waters. The lines must also describe how discharges will be reduced to meet more stringent standards that take effect in 2 years. Gershon Cohen of the Earth Island Institute says the ships are not meeting those requirements. He also says the state is taking too easy a stand when issuing the permits.
We're asking the state to either force them to comply and turn in a source reduction evaluation that is not a slap in the face to the agency, in terms of what they asked them to do before applying, or find them to be criminally negligent and pull their permits.
The Institute and the group Responsible Cruising in Alaska, which both backed the initiative, have given notice that they will sue unless the state takes a stronger stand. State officials have already asked for additional details from the cruise lines. Denise Koch of the Department of Environmental Conservation says its cruise ship program has already issued a mid-August deadline.
We need more information from them, especially in regards to what they're doing in terms of investigating new technologies or optimizing their current wastewater technologies to make sure that they're actually moving towards compliance with these 2010 limits.
She says the state could pull some permits if the lines do not comply. The Alaska Cruise Association says its members will provide what's needed by the deadline. Spokesman John Binkley says some back and forth over discharge permit information is to be expected, and he says initiative backers' protests are publicity stunts. The association has made its own complaints about the discharge permit details. It's given formal notice that it may challenge the rules, especially for metals such as copper, but it's asked to wait before it makes its protests official. The Department of Environmental Conservation just granted a delay. Binkley says it's best for the state as well as the industry.
That really saves, I think, the state and all the parties time and money and effort to see what we can do in the next year to improve and to identify the sources of some of these metals and hopefully reduce them.
State officials say the delay makes no changes to current or future wastewater discharge limits. It gives the industry until June 1st to decide what to do. Another part of the initiative required ships to host state-paid environmental staffers called Ocean Rangers. A report issued in June showed that 10 of 28 vessels carrying rangers limited their access to some systems or staff. Koch of the state's cruise ship program says the problems have been largely cleared up. A formal report from Crowley Marine, which is managing the program, is due out soon. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.